Next is a progress note on George Chelimnyak. C-H-E-L-E-N-Y-A-K. Chelimnyak, actually. George, D-O-R-G-E. Place was Covenant Glen in Frankenmuth. Date was June 1st, 2022. The paragraph, Mr. Chelimnyak is now under hospice care, period. He was seen in follow-up of congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, and coronary disease and dementia, period. He has scabs on his scalp, period. His left side is slightly weak from a stroke, period. He has had another TA, period. He's had multiple hospitalizations for either TAs or strokes, period. He may have had another episode in the past week, but his family did not want to be taken to the hospital, period. He is known to have carotid narrowing and is a very high risk of a stroke or an event, period. However, they do not want to do any surgery such as carotid endarterectomy, period. This is partially due to his age and partially due to his multiple problems, including the multiple heart diagnosis, period. It's also noted that his rheumatoid arthritis, period. The paragraph review system is negative for fever, chills, nausea, abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding, constipation, and he is more confused than previously. He also has had a history of gout, depression, sleep apnea, in addition to the stroke, rheumatoid arthritis, dementia, coronary disease, atrial fibrillation, and congestive heart failure. On examination, he was not distressed. He was confused, but relatively pleasant. Temperature 98.8, pulse 71, respiratory 16, blood pressure 100 over 64, O2 saturation 92%. In orientation of time, he scored 0 out of 5, period. You did not tell me the date, day, year, month, or season, period. In orientation of place, he scored 0 out of 5, period. You did not tell me the place, city, state, county, or floor, period. Affect was normal, period. Head and neck was unremarkable. Oral mucosa normal. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, S1, S2, no galvanic murmur. Abdomen soft and untender. CNS is slightly weaker on the right side, period. A slight contracture of his legs. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Chelimnyak has cerebrovascular disease with previous strokes and TIAs, period. He does have right side weakness and dementia, period. Continue aspirin 81 milligrams daily and Xarelto 15 milligrams daily, period. He has definite carotid narrowing and he's at risk for another event, period. Two, he has atrial fibrillation. Continue. This is a Prolol 5 milligrams daily plus the Xarelto 15 milligrams daily, period. Three, he has coronary arteries and is stable. He's on aspirin also for that at 81 milligrams daily. Four, he has gout and I will continue allopurinol 300 milligrams daily. Five, for lipids, I will continue atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. There's a history of congestive heart failure, and he's on Bumix point, or 1 milligram daily, period. He shows no signs of pulmonary edema, period. I will continue the current overall plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation.